Jesus Christ, prophet, carpenter, mystic, son of God, savior, and friend. He is known by many names. The birth of this beloved teacher and master, who was born in Bethlehem, marks the beginning of the Western calendar. So important was his influence on humanity. The birth of this man, who was one with God, is a sacred event that marks an entire era. Jesus made his appearance on the world stage in the humble manger, born to the devout Jewish couple, Joseph and Mary, who were given signs of his greatness. From the Bible, we know that when Jesus was 12 years old, he stayed in a temple in Jerusalem in order to talk with and ask questions of the teachers. The people were amazed at his understanding. Some sources say that Jesus went to India, the land of spiritual knowledge since time immemorial, where he studied with adept and wise teachers. He next enters the gospel narrative at about the age of 30, when he was baptized by John the Baptist, an event that marks the beginning of his brief public life as a teacher. Jesus taught God's love and forgiveness to all people with open hearts. Jesus could discuss the scriptures with the erudite and learned, but mostly he told simple stories called parables that everyone could understand. Jesus is especially loved and remembered because of his sacrifice. 3 days after his crucifixion, he arose in glory and triumph. Today we present to you Jesus Christ's teachings as written in the Gospel of Mark, excerpting from chapters 6 through 11 in the Holy Bible.
Mark 6, A Prophet Without Honor. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him, that he even does miracles? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them,
"Only in his hometown, among his relatives, and in his own house is a prophet without honor.
He cannot do any miracles there except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." And he was amazed at their lack of faith.
Jesus sends out the 12. Then Jesus went around teaching from village to village, calling the 12 to him. He sent them out two by two and gave them authority over evil spirits. These were his instructions.
"Take nothing for the journey except a staff. No bread, no bag, no money in your belts. Wear sandals, but not an extra tunic. Whenever you enter a house, stay there until you leave that town. And if any place will not welcome you or listen to you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave, as a testimony against them."
They went out and preached that people should repent.
Mark 8, Peter's Confession of Christ. Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.
Jesus predicts his death. He then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him, along with his disciples, and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels.
Mark 9, the Transfiguration. And he said to them, I tell you the truth, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God come with power. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. He did not know what to say. They were so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud.
This is my Son, whom I love. Listen to him.
Suddenly, when they looked around, they no longer saw anyone with them except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, Why do the teachers of the law say that Elijah must come first? Jesus replied,
To be sure, Elijah does come first and restores all things. Why then is it written that the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected? But I tell you, Elijah has come, and they have done to him everything they wished, just as it is written about him.
Who is greatest? They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, What were you arguing about on the road? But they kept quiet, because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. Sitting down, Jesus called the 12 and said,
If anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all.
He took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them,
Whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me.
Mark 10, the little children and Jesus. People were bringing little children to Jesus to have him touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He said to them,
Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
The rich young man. As Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him.
Good teacher,
he asked,
What must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good?
Jesus answered,
No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Do not defraud. Honor your father and mother.
Teacher, he declared, all these I have kept since I was a boy. Jesus looked at him and loved him.
One thing you lack,
he said.
Go, sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me.
At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples,
How hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God.
The disciples were amazed at his words, but Jesus said again,
Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
The disciples were even more amazed and said to each other, Who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said,
With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God.
Peter said to him, We have left everything to follow you.
I tell you the truth,
Jesus replied,
No one who has left home, or brothers or sisters, or mother or father, or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first.
Jesus again predicts his death. They were on their way up to Jerusalem, with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen to him.
We are going up to Jerusalem,
he said.
And the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later he will rise.
The request of James and John. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do for us whatever we ask.
What do you want me to do for you?
He asked.
They replied, Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory. You don't know what you are asking.
Jesus said,
Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?
We can, they answered.
Jesus said to them, You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared.
When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said,
You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
Mark 11. Jesus clears the temple. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said,
Is it not written? My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers.
The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city.
The authority of Jesus questioned. They arrived again in Jerusalem, and while Jesus was walking in the temple courts, the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders came to him. By what authority are you doing these things? They asked. And who gave you the authority to do this? Jesus replied, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism, was it from heaven or from men? Tell me.
They discussed it among themselves and said, If we say, from heaven, he will ask, then why didn't you believe him? But if we say, from men, they feared the people, for everyone held that John really was a prophet. So they answered Jesus, We don't know. Jesus said, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.
Thank you, open-minded viewers, for joining us for Between Master and Disciples. Planet Earth, our loving home, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May God grace you and your loved ones with ever more fulfillment and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.